It was the pig that woke my grandfather on the morning Gran died. It was squealing outside in the garden. The noise didn't wake him at once, but crept into his sleep and brought on a dream. He dreamt he was back home in Glasgow, in the slaughterhouse where he first worked beside Gran. They were children then, barely into their teens, but in his dream they were already old, shrunken and wrinkled, twice the age of their parents. Grandad was trying to butcher a pig. He struck it repeatedly on the back of its skull with a maul, but the animal was stubborn and refused to buckle beneath him. Each of my books is different, and Pig is the miraculous one, and it came to me entire. It just arrived. The beginning of the story, the middle and the end were all there from the very beginning.
Well, that raises the question, if it was known already, how did it interest you as you were writing it?
I say it's known, it's a glimmer. If I actually knew it entire, there'd be absolutely no reason to put it down on paper. I think every writer writes in order to find out what it is they're trying to say. Every book is a kind of journey of exploration where you're looking for the words which will give form to the glimmer. I've done more and more research as I've gone on. Pig, I was a little bit blithe and I just set off to tell the story, and it was going to be about a pig, and I'd never met a pig. I didn't know the first thing about pigs, and so I took one book out of the library and read it, and I accumulated one sheet of A4 of useful information about pigs, such as it takes exactly 3 months, 3 weeks and 3 days for a sow to produce the piglets, and that a boar's tackle is corkscrew shaped. These kinds of things were interesting. So I wrote those down, but basically I drew on my memories of having dogs when I was a child. So the pig in Pig is really a description of my collie dogs when I was a boy. At one point I did realise I knew nothing about the boiling of swill or the regulations concerning that, and I wrote to the Strathclyde Veterinary Authority to ask them if it was illegal to boil swill or not. I was living in a third floor tenement flat in the heart of Govan in Glasgow, and they sent out the inspectors early in the morning because they thought I was a pig rustler, because a certain number of pigs had gone missing in Renfrewshire and they suspected I must be keeping them in my tenement flat. But I did find out from that experience how you boil pig swill. I had the idea for Pig. I thought I knew what the story was beginning to end. Actually finding the words was desperately hard, and it took 6 years to write, and it was stop-start. I would lose interest, go away, come back to it. But I also found other ways to make the tedium, the difficulty, the familiarity bearable, and one of those strategies was to write very long letters to friends, and another one was to keep journals, recording things I could see from my front window. I was living in Glasgow at the time, in a very rough neighbourhood. Things that were happening in the school where I worked at the time. It was my first proper job. Everything was new to me, therefore interesting. So I was recording that. My partner was pregnant, so I was recording the journey through to childbirth and beyond. The first year of my daughter's life was all recorded in a journal. So I was actually writing journals in preference to writing Pig, and I was writing long letters to a friend in preference to writing Pig. When Pig was finished, I had this idea of putting together those journals, Journey Towards a Birth, and those letters, which were mostly written to a friend who was on a journey around the globe. At the same time, I was keeping newspaper clippings, thinking, oh, that might make a good story. That might make a good piece of material to feed into a novel. When Pig was finished, I found I'd collected an awful lot of material about New Age travellers and their protests against the building of roads through protected sites, protected woodlands and the like. So that became part of the story of Common Ground. I have a common which is being fought over by developers on the one hand, these New Age types on the other. Amongst the New Age types is a couple who are making a journey towards a birth. So all these things feed in.
Interestingly, the way you describe the writing of Pig there, it's like a process of procrastination or putting off. You're writing other things instead of writing what you're supposed to be writing.
With Pig, there was an awful lot of work avoidance, an awful lot of nest circling. But that's become my habit, that's my way of working. I can't settle down to work until I first of all cleared every other possible distraction out of the way. So ironing washing up, taking the dog for a walk, shopping, all these things are higher priorities to me than writing, because I can't possibly write if they're nagging at me. I think the nest circling is a necessary part of the process. You're doing it for a reason. If you feel this desperate urgency not to write but to go shopping, it's probably because the story, your unconscious, whatever it is which is going to produce the story, needs time. It needs to gestate, it needs to cook at the back of your mind. So all this moving around is actually productive and fruitful. It's not time wasting. So I'm an advocate of staring out of the window. I think you should.